This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. New updates to CAFO permits means more dairies and other livestock operations will have to comply in order to better protect groundwater, rivers, lakes, and marine waters from manure. The Department of Ecology's Sandy Howard says they're offering CAFOs a two-permit approach for obtaining coverage that matches their discharge.
For example, if they're discharging to surface water only, you know, rivers, ditches, nearby water bodies, they're going to need to be covered by the combined state and federal permit. However, if they're only having groundwater discharges, for example, if they've got a large manure pond, a lagoon that's discharging, they'll just need to get the state-only permit. It's a little bit complex, but I think we work closely with the industry to give them some options.
Howard says the new system covers the entire state.
We've got operations in western Washington that are near Puget Sound, that when it rains a lot, the manure that's spread out on the land and used as soil amendments and fertilizer, too much is used, we get some runoff problems that can affect our shellfish beds. In other areas of the state, like eastern Washington, the risk is for groundwater pollution. And we've got large areas of groundwater that have problems with nitrates.
Howard says the DOE and Department of Agriculture will work together to implement the new permit system, which will impact roughly 200 livestock operations statewide.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.